Good afternoon. It's the Tahunga Salon, and I'm Kashila Brooke, your host for the monthly show, the Tahunga Salon, where I play records and read from various books from my library and talk about geography and seasons and nature and culture all mixed together. So today is the beginning of, I don't know if it's actually the beginning of spring or if it's just the day that we spring forward, but I've been thinking a lot about gardens as well as the landscape, and I've put together some sounds and music to help us flow into the spring with the birds and the bees and the foxes. Actually, my neighbors are out in Tahunga, are talking about lots of interesting wildlife sightings recently. My next door neighbor said that there's a bobcat that's been wandering through her backyard. And she said with this kind of premature spring, she's and the lack of winter that we had, that her tortoises have come out of hibernation about a month early. And I didn't even know she had tortoises. And my neighbor up the hill on Haynes Canyon is being visited by a fox who's digging holes and leaving its musk around. And she actually saw the fox yesterday evening at her front gate when she was leaving to go into town. So lots of wildlife coming to life all at the same time. So I'm happy to be with you today, and here we go.
And after danced as a yes youth, fulfilled of lustiness, that was not yet 12 year of age, with herte wield and thucht volage. Nice she was, but she ne meant none harm ne slicht in her intent, but only lust and jollity. For younger folk, well witten ye, have little thucht but on her play. Her lemon was beseed alway, in switch a geese, that he her kissed at all the teamers that him list, that all the dancer might it say, they mak no force of privity. For who spark of him, evil or well, they were a shamed never a dell. But men might seen him kiss her there, as it two younger dovers were. For young was thilka bachelor, of bote, watty, none his pair. And he was richt of switch an age, as youth his life, and switch garage. The lusty folk thus danced there, and also other that with him were, that were an all of here may nay. Full hinder folk, and wees, and fray, and folk of fair port, truly, there were an all commonly.
I think that it all this means something, you know? That this bird speaks to the next one. And so on.
Garden by Dominik Eichler. Dominik is a Berlin-based Australian writer and musician and poet. And as you've gathered today, we're thinking about the spring and the season on the Tahunga Salon. And the first music that you heard was from an album called The Complete Dancing Master, which is an album that was compiled in 1974 by John Kirkpatrick and Ashley Hutchings. And the first song was called The Beginning of the World, so it's always important to begin at the beginning. And that was followed by Gary Wilson reading from Geoffrey Chaucer's The Romance of the Rose, which is one of my favorite texts, 12th century poem by French poet Guillaume de Lory, and that was translated, it was translated into Middle French and Middle Italian, and it was in Middle French, sorry, and it was translated by Chaucer into Middle English. So here we are, and it's the spring, and I want to read something to you. If you're thinking about your garden, this is from Pat Welsh's Southern California Gardening, a month-by-month guide, and here we are in March. Our spring's planting season begins on the 1st of March, so roll up your sleeves and pitch in. People who set aside extra time for gardening in spring and again in fall find that their gardens require less maintenance during the cool winter and hot summer months. Sometimes weeks go by when the landscape seems to go along all by itself with only an occasional boost from the gardener. At other times, especially in March and April, and again during September and October, good gardeners often spend whole days working outdoors. These are the months when most of the planting is done. During March, you can plant most summer annuals and perennials, warm season and cool season lawns from seed, some cool season and most warm season vegetables, and also all the permanent garden plants such as trees, shrubs, ground covers, and vines. Wait a month or two to put in the tropicals. They'll take off better in warm weather. If you've never gardened before, you couldn't choose a better time to start because you'll soon see results. One of the wonderful things about our sunny climate is how quickly it makes the garden grow. Gardeners with low-lying or mesa-top gardeners should still be aware of the cool temperatures at night and the possibility of frost until March 15th. Although I don't think we're going to get any frost this year, even late April in some foothill locations, such as Tahunga. But for most of us, the weather has warmed up for sure, and winter is over, even though we didn't really have a winter this year, and spring has arrived. And this is Andreas Scholl singing, "I Will Give My Love an Apple."
watch points, point observation. Children carry reservations. Standing on the shoulders of giants leaves me cold. The mean idea to call my own. 100 million birds fly away. Away.
Where's the phone?
Hat sie hier schon mit?
Vienna, 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 Vienna.
So you're listening to Peacocks from the Peacock Island in near Berlin, and it's called Fraueninsel. And earlier before, when I was playing some birds, those were birds that were gathering in trees in Cologne, actually, one time when I was visiting there, and they were so magnificent in the spring. And then that was followed by Dominic Eichler's Garden song. We also listened to, now I can't remember, oh, we listened to R.E.M. singing The King of Birds, and before that, I have to look at my playlist here. There we go. We listened to Andreas Scholl, I Will Give My Love an Apple. And I want to read a little bit about the Fraueninsel from a book called Things That Talk, Object Lessons from Art and Science. And this is a text about, called Staging an Empire by M. Norton Wise and Elaine M. Wise, and they're talking very specifically about this kind of idea of a garden and the space of the Fraueninsel. When Frederick Wilhelm II acquired the Fraueninsel in 1793, it already carried an aura of mystery. Its owner in the late 17th century had been the alchemist Johann Knuckel, whose smoking ovens and secret operations lent a suspect quality to his private domain. He did pursue alchemical secrets, but more directly important to his patron, the great Elector Frederick Wilhelm of Brandenburg, was his production of many kinds of glass, especially a unique ruby glass that brought high prices throughout Europe. Still, the alchemist image remained attached to the foundation stones of his burned-out workshop forever afterwards. The mystical and Rosicrucian attachments of the new royal owner did nothing to erase it. Frederick William II and his consort, Wilhelmina Encke, raised to Countess Lichtenau, conceived of the Fraueninsel quite literally as a stage set in two scenes. From a distance, it was to provide a prospect, a vista on another world to be seen from the Palais in the new Neue Garten. For that purpose, they had built on one end of the island a small palace in the form of a ruined Roman villa, and on the other end, as a visual pendant, a dairy drone or a Gothic ruin. The structures were even built like stage sets, with the siding of the palace walls consisting of painting boards sprinkled with sand to look like stone, and with Gothic pilasters and arches of the dairy dome as appliques made of painted field stones. As an actual destination for short trips up the Havel River, However, the island and its ruins took on a different function. They provided the setting for the illegitimate royal couple's idylls, in which peacocks wandering among the ruins figured the island as a romantic paradise, to which the pair sailed on the sprawling Havel River as through an ocean voyage. Accordingly, for the interiors of their very livable theatrical buildings, they employed the best of the local woodworkers and painters to produce fine dining halls and more intimate bedrooms and parlors. Several such rooms in the palace featured exotic wallpapers with Asian and tropical motifs. More notable for the theme of paradise is the Tahitian room, which recalled the colonial expeditionary voyages of Captain Cook, so popularly described in the account of George Forster, who accompanied Cook as a draftsman and naturalist on his second trip around the world in 1772 and 1775. And coming up, moving on from peacocks to hummingbirds.
Don't fly away. don't know what it is. In my path lays a black snake, 49 inches. Yeah, me screaming, man, I ain't dreaming. In my path lay a black snake, 49 inches long. On my knees I began to crawl. When my ride I wink, on my knees I began to crawl. It will be hell to tell a captain if I catch another man kicking in my soul. Black snake will come back home. One of my black snake will come back home. One of these bit another woman, Lord, since he's been gone.
There's no use of worrying, a baby buys the time being. Early in the morning, late every night. Has no use of worrying, baby by the days being long. The black snake has got the best goal. You can't roll him from home.
Thank you. Well, the other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy, so nothing else could come between. Now you've left me to love another. You have shattered all my dreams. Well, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
That was Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash singing You Are My Sunshine. We always need sunshine for the garden in the spring. And all of the birds are excited after the rain in my neighborhood in the Tahunga Salon. And prior to that, we were listening to Victoria Spivey from her album or her record label, Spivey Records. And that was the Black Snake Moan. We also need the slithery creatures to make our whole biosphere and to start all of the birds feeding in the spring. And we started off with Hummingbird from the really great album by B.B. King from... Indianola, Mississippi Seeds. Actually, I was reminded of this album yesterday because I was listening to K-Jazz and the Wagman played Hummingbird and talked about how he went across country and he only had one cassette and it was this cassette. So he listened to it over and over and over again. So it sounds like it's like ingrained in his mind, but it reminded me of how, what a great album this was. And when I started listening to it, when was it published? I don't know. When I started listening to it, I also was really obsessed with it. And Hummingbird is such a great, full, rich song. And given that we're thinking about birds and the bees and the flowers and the snakes, it seemed like it fit in today. I want to read to you a little bit from the book of Campfire Girls. And this is, there are many, many different editions of the Campfire Girls, but this one was published in 1936. And this is if you're getting your Torchbearer Craftsman in Nature Lore. And this is, these are suggestions of things that you can do in order to earn this badge. Number one, make a collection of specimens or your own prints, drawings, paintings, or photographs, 15 in all, in any one division of nature lore, with labels and notes giving information about each. Number two, choose some favorite tract of land about 500 feet square, and after you have explored it thoroughly, make a map of it showing three things that you have seen there in each of the five divisions of nature lore. Or write a description of this same territory, giving information about two things that you have seen there in each of the four divisions of nature lore. For the latter, illustrate with sketches or photographs. Number three, lay a nature trail, labeling 12 specimens with names and interesting information, and take a group over the trail. Number four, with two or more persons, take a trip to some place near your town and explain to them the geological history and formation of the region. Number five, choose one. A, make a flash identification chart of flowers or birds, working alone or with one or two others. B, make a telescope or a star finder and record your observations over a period of 6 weeks. C, make an ant house and record your observations over a period of 6 weeks. Give A, B, or C to your school, camp, library, or museum. D, make a garden or terrarium for school, camp, library, or museum using varieties of ferns, mosses, lichens, cactus, or succulents. 10 in all, with labels or key. E, keep a bird calendar or diary, preferably one for 1 year, but at least for 8 months, showing observations of at least 12 birds, where and when seen, pictures or colored sketches of each, some facts about their feeding habits, nesting, matter of flight, migration, and observation. And conservation. F, keep a diary of the life cycle of four plants representing four different families. Illustrate with sketches or press specimens showing four stages in the life of each plant. And include in your notes the common and scientific name of genus and species, four points of identification, methods of reproduction, where usually found, conditions most favorable to growth, and recommendations regarding conservation. G, keep a similar record of two insects. H, make a nature notebook, including in your observations in the following divisions of nature lore: astronomy, geology, weather. Illustrate it with sketches, prints, photographs, or clippings. And besides your own observations, include it in quotations and information of interest to you in those fields. Number eight, start a nature reference library, which should include a scrapbook or a file of clippings, pictures and notes, pamphlets and bulletins produced by the U.S. government, state authorities, magazines, and other organizations, books if possible. Nine, send collection required in number one, map required in number two, or diary or notebooks required in number five, EFGH, to the national headquarters for the permanent exhibit. Send your applications for Torchbearer Craftsmen to the national headquarters using the form suggested at the end of this chapter.
Time of darkness. when your eyes on mine fell. My autumn timeless waters drifted. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you well.
Thank you.
the sun shines on our path. Flowers grow and birds sing on our path. Come to me, love, take my right hand. Together to walk in this strange land. Oh, new star, touch with your silver breath my light. Then you may know who I am.
gray-headed chakalaka, cattle egret, great egret, green heron, black vulture, turkey vulture, swallow-tailed kite, plumbeous kite, broad-winged hawk, Swainson's hawk, bat falcon, spotted sandpiper, scaled pigeon, short-billed pigeon, white-tipped dove, orange-chinned parakeet, blue-headed parrot, squirrel cuckoo, speckled owl, white-colored swift, band-rumped swift, rufous-breasted hermit, green hermit, stripe-throated hermit, white-tipped sicklebill, white-necked jacobin, violet-headed hummingbird, garden emerald, violet-crowned wood nymph, snowy-bellied hummingbird, rufous-tailed hummingbird, snowcap, white-vented plumeter, bronze-tailed plumeter, long-billed star throat, black-tailed trogon, orange-bellied trogon, whooping mutmut, rufous mutmut, ringed kingfisher, green kingfisher, borried puffbird, white-necked puffbird, black-breasted puffbird, blue-throated toucanet, collared arikari, keel-billed toucan, red-crowned woodpecker, lineated woodpecker, spotted barbtail, northern barred woodcreeper, straight-billed woodcreeper, cocoa woodcreeper, spotted woodcreeper, brown-billed scythebill, fossiated antshrike, barred antshrike, plain ant vireo, jet ant bird, white bellied ant bird, dual manted ant bird, streak chested antipita, yellow bellied Elania, lesser Elania, okra bellied flycatcher, rufous-browed tyrannulet, paltry tyrannulet, scale-crested pygmy tyrant, common toady flycatcher, black-headed toady flycatcher, yellow-margined flycatcher, white-throated spadebill, bran-colored flycatcher, tufted flycatcher, tropical peewee, long-tailed tyrant, bright-rumped Attila, dusky-cropped flycatcher, Panama flycatcher, rusty-margined flycatcher, social flycatcher, streaked flycatcher, piratic flycatcher, and tropical kingbird. Thrush-like chiffonius, cinnamon bichard, white-winged bichard, northern rough-winged swallow, southern rough-winged swallow, barn swallow, bay wren, rufous-breasted wren, plain wren, house wren, long-billed gnat wren, clay-colored robin, tropical mockingbird, Tennessee warbler, chestnut-sided warbler, bay-breasted warbler, northern water thrush, Canada warbler, rufous-capped warbler, buff-rumped warbler, bananaquit, common bush tanager, dusky-faced tanager, sulfur-rumped tanager, tawny-crested tanager, white-lined tanager, crimson-backed tanager, flame-rumped tanager, blue-gray tanager, plain tanager, golden-hooded tanager, plain-colored tanager, bay-headed tanager, emerald tanager, silver-throated tanager, scarlet-thighed dacnus, blue dacnus, green honeycreep creeper, and red-legged honeycreeper. So those are some of the birds of Panama. And these are Panama cicadas. And I'll go out today with some music from Ladakh. And actually, this music from Ladakh is about the time of the year, which is just the beginning of the melting of the winter, moving from the summer into the fall. And since we didn't get much of a winter this year, I think a little bit nostalgically, even though today I'm talking about spring, we'll look back to the winter we could have had if we were in the mountains of Nepal. So these are Panama cicadas, followed by music from Ladakh. This has been Kashila Brook with the Tahunga Salon, and it's been a pleasure to be here with you this week. Sorry I missed last month because I had the dreaded flu that's been flying around town, but I'm back again next month, second Sunday of the month, with the next installment of the Tahunga Salon.
That's no.